take turns. Each one of us will do it our own way. Okay. Okay. But meanwhile, I've got two verses that I'll sing the verse. I'll put this on and sing the verse to you. Sorry, it was on my chest. Sorry. Is that better?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. So it goes like it. And then
so
it goes
wait, where
like,
is that? What
and then it goes. Like, seven. Everything I knew and understood was racing to the end with Jay. I kept looking around for some place to start, but I did not know where to begin. I was looking for the light, searching for the light. I was falling down, stumbling around. Well, you know, it was the middle of the night. Whew. Well, amazing, amazing grace. Well, how sweet the sound that discovered a wretch like me. Once I was lost. So someday I hope I will be found. I was blind, but now I see. Yeah. Now listen to this. Wait, no, listen to this. I was hanging on the vine that I knew couldn't last. I was being chased by a tiger, two tigers who could run pretty fast, and then a black mouse and a white mouse started gnawing through that vine. There were some strawberries growing nearby. You know, I wanted them for mine. Oh boy, they were the best strawberries that I ever had. Amazing. Okay. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that uncovered a wretch like me. Someday, I hope I will be found.
I was blind.
Now I see. Sing it, Electro Yoda.
Usually about where I just start
kicking
it out.
A long time ago, maybe about 200 years ago, there was a guy whose name was John Newton. Now, John Newton was a slave runner. He used to take a ship out of England. He used to sail down Africa, down the west coast of Africa. He would stop, and he would trade something. He would get what he would end up with was a ship full of slaves, man. They were black Africans, man. And like one ruler said, "Yeah, sure, just give me the money, man." get them people over there. Sometimes he would catch them. But mostly he would turn these white guys' sleeves on him because they had guns, man. Wow, they could shoot for a long way. So he'd end up with a ship full of... Well, they counted on a certain number of them dying. It was just a financial loss. It was money. What did they do? He sailed them over to the New World, the New World that belonged to the Native Americans. But there were no, these white people. And he'd take them over there, and these rich, rich plantation owners, they would use these slaves. They didn't have freedom. They couldn't do what they wanted to do. They had to do what this guy said. They said, you get up now. You do this now. And they had to do that. Otherwise, they'd be killed. They'd be beaten. It was horrible. Horrible. And for this went on for hundreds of years. Anyway, this guy, John Newton, from England, he took slaves over from Africa over to the Americas, man, and sold, and it was awful. And all of a sudden, he was a minister. Can you believe that? He was a minister in England. And all of a sudden, one day, he all of a sudden realized, oh my golly, this is awful. This isn't right. You can't, people are people. They all, every single human being has a right to be alive, a right to pursue happiness, a right to have freedom, this is not okay. So that's when he wrote this song. This is when he wrote, this white guy from England, who's a slave runner, he wrote this song, Amazing Grace. He wrote this.
Big Ending, live at KingIther.com.